This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. Good morning. I'm CJ Jackson. Today I'm talking with Dr. Dorothy Leidner, Professor of Information Systems and Director for the Center for Knowledge Management at Baylor's Handkammer School of Business. When it comes to the topic of virtual teams, Dr. Leidner's research is widely published and respected across the globe. Hi, Dr. Leidner.
Hi.
With the continuing development of technology in the workplace, we're seeing more use of virtual teams in businesses. Would you tell us a little bit about what a virtual team is and key things that determine a virtual team's success?
Sure, you're right. The use of virtual teams has increased dramatically in the past decade as the technologies enabling these teams to communicate together have improved. And what a virtual team is a team where the members are dispersed geographically, which means that the members need to coordinate their activities and communicate with other team members at a distance. And typically, the most commonly used tools are things like email and whiteboards and web technologies. These teams are very common for product design. For example, large automobile manufacturers that want a design that appeals to a global market will involve engineers from various parts of the world, and they will collaborate electronically to try to come up with a design that will sell in more than one country. And also you see research teams, you see consulting teams. There's just a lot of areas where virtual teams are a cost-effective way of getting input from members around the globe without having to fly them together. Some of the key things that determine the success of the teams is, firstly, having good technology. That means technology that is not space dependent. So a team member can be traveling anywhere and still have access to team documents and access to team members. Also, very key and central to the success of teams is communication behaviors of team members. It's very important that communication be predictable so that when one member sends a query or a question, this member believes that some response will come in a timely manner, and that communication be substantial. It's not sufficient just to respond, oh, I got your message. The team members need to really think about what team members have sent them in emails and add to that and improve it and really give substantial type of responses, because otherwise it just becomes a very surface-level communication and real work doesn't really get done. And members need to maintain a positive attitude about working at a distance. There are obviously a lot of drawbacks. You don't have as strong social ties as you have in a face-to-face environment. And as a result, it is important to try to develop some type of personal relationship with virtual members that you won't see personally by sharing information about what you've done over the weekend or what's happening in your family life, just to give people an idea of your context so they can better understand sometimes your work habits or why things may be a little bit late, and just to get to know you a little bit better.
Thanks, Dr. Leidner.
Sure, you're welcome.
My guest today has been Dr. Dorothy Leidner, Professor of Information Systems. This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or baylor.edu/business/radio. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.